Did you ever go to a sale and purchase an item important to you just so someone else didn't get their hands on it? Well, that's what Bill has been doing for over two decades now. When he found out what people were doing with a piece of history, he made it his personal mission to save it. It's today's story on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Bill Engel remembers attending a sale 22 years ago where some old sleighs were being sold. But what he remembers most is what the winning bidders did with those sleighs.
The people that bought them took them and started tearing off all the backs and the seats. I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "That's history there." And they said, "Well, all we want is the runners, and we ship them out to Denver, Colorado, and they make coffee tables out of them there."
Bill didn't like the answer they gave him, so he made a decision on the spot.
"You gotta be kidding. I mean, history is important and all of that." So I said, "You got competition from now on."
So for the past two decades, he's been buying sleighs and bringing them here to tiny Denver, Missouri, where he owns most of the old buildings around the square and has filled them with sleighs. How many, you ask?
I'm going to say roughly, in various conditions, is 300 or thereabouts. There's nine buildings here.
People are always asking if he's working to restore all that he buys. He reminds people that he's over 80 years old and there's only so much one can do in a day. He also farms in northwest Missouri, so he has lots of different purposes at present.
I'm more interested right now in gathering them, saving them, doing the history on them, and writing about them.
Bill believes he may have the largest collection of sleighs of anyone in the country. He has run a few of those sleighs behind horses, but he says he doesn't do that anymore for a couple of reasons.
I couldn't handle horses anymore. I broke the legs and a few other things, and so I got problems with that. And I don't know. These sleighs look good. I could refurbish a sleigh. But I don't know, but in the last 100 years, if there wasn't a termite or something that went up in this, and it's not going to hold up.
You can find Bill at sleighworks.com, and you can catch more of his story next time as we travel the countryside. In Denver, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.